This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It is so fun to be with you guys today, and I'm going to tell you why. I went to the horse races today. Have you ever been to the horse races? If you haven't, today was such a beautiful day at the races, and it was so wonderful to see those most beautiful horses that, you know, kind of one of them in particular just, threw me off, broke my leg, shattered it in a million pieces, and it's been a great recovery. But just being in the presence of the horses again, because I haven't for 9 months, was just a wonderful thing. And you know what? I really think that I am going to personally get back up on a horse. And I think I made that decision today. It's not going to be like the old one. It's not going to be like a racehorse. It's going to be some plodding along horse that is just, I'm going to feel very safe on. But I'm looking forward to that day that I can do that again. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5, and today I am live. I haven't been live for a little while, and it feels really good to be here. It's just totally a different feeling to be live. But I drive in here because I want to hear from you. So if we're going to be talking about something today that I think is just everybody has to deal with one time or another, or daily, actually. I'm dealing with this almost daily, and it's our own reality. Where are we in our lives? In January, I was talking about the reword of reflection because we were reflecting over the last year. We were reflecting on, you know, what happened last year and how that affects us. And everything in life affects us. We have experiences. Everything that we do affects us. And we have a decision to make when things happen to us on how we're going to believe from that. What happened? Why did it happen? And what are we going to do with that? Are we going to be a victim, or are we going to just use that for God's glory? Are we going to use that to be bigger and better and stronger for the next thing that comes our way? And it does influence our decision making. Our beliefs influence our decision making. So with that, for February, we are talking about reality or realization. Once we reflected over what's happened over the last year, the next thing is to realize, there's three different rewords here, realize our reality. So with that, your reality, where are you right now? I'm going to ask you that, you driving, you sitting, wherever you are. I just want you to take a moment to reflect and then to realize where you are right now. And I want to hear about a realization that you've come to. I want to hear your story. I want to hear the realization that you've come up with that's going to be a life-changing thing for you, because I guarantee you that there is probably someone else out there that has experienced something similar and maybe hasn't come to the realization yet. Maybe you could help that person. And aren't we here to help one another? I know that that's my whole goal, is I want to be a blessing to someone. How about you? Do you want to be a blessing to someone today? And it could be as simple as a smile. So those that are listening that have a reality or a realization that you'd like to share, we'd like to hear from you. And how you do that is you just pick up the phone, cell phone. Be careful if you're driving. Please don't get in an accident. The phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, phone number 888-995-5552. I should put that in a jingle or something so it's easier to remember, so you can pick up that phone and give us a call. So we're standing by, and we want to hear from you. And in the meantime, I want to introduce my guest today. My guest is very special to me, and she's got her story. I've got my story. You've got your story. I met her at KKLA. Her name is Catherine Worthington, and she's the general sales manager for KKLA. Now, that's a huge endeavor. That is a huge endeavor, and it comes with a lot of responsibility. And I can tell you, her shoulders aren't that big. I used to say that when I bought my company. My shoulders aren't that big, and my feet aren't as big as the last guy that was running the company. But I can tell you that she has a heart for God. She has a heart for the employees that she works with. And I just want to welcome her on the show today. Hi,
Hello, Sue.
Hello.
I have to thank you for going to the horse races with me today because it was a really beautiful day, and we don't bet. We just watch the ponies run and look at the gorgeous creatures that God created. And to watch you come to the realization that you want to get back in the saddle was really a blessing to see because it's a good day.
Yeah, it is a good day. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's going to happen, doggone it. And we made that decision today, so that was pretty fun. So, Catherine, we were talking a little bit on the drive over, which thank you very much for inviting me to go because I would never have done that on my own. And it was just really a wonderful, wonderful day. We were talking about being still and knowing, and we were talking about how we can keep ourselves really busy. And when we keep ourselves really busy, it's hard for us to think about where we are, what we're doing, and what's important to us. We go through and we just keep going, plugging along. And sometimes that's easier, especially when you're in a place where there's a change in your life. There's, like for you, you've moved from Arizona to California. You know nobody, right? And everybody, you were saying earlier that everyone that you know and love, really, you left in Arizona. And they're going to love you no matter where you are, which is a wonderful thing. That's what love is about. But it's difficult because you uprooted everything to move to a new surroundings. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that you're right. We can stay really busy and focused on there's so much to do all the time. And the stillness and the quiet is a harder place to be than to be in noise and confusion and the responsibility of a day. And what I found is that there really is beauty in that, and there really is growth in learning to be still and listen to God, because at the end of every day, why I'm here or why you're sitting over there is not our will, but His.
Right.
And I think that that's probably the hardest recognition, is it doesn't matter what you left behind, but the reality is where you are today. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing every day to be a blessing? And and people have challenges, way bigger challenges than I do, and struggles and pain. And how do you deal with those? And it's easy to just stuff those things that are going on and not deal with the reality. And I'm sure that there's people listening to us right now who have some things that have gone on in their life that they're struggling with facing the reality because of potential judgment. And I know that you read a scripture to me earlier that I thought was very beautiful, that really resonated with that meaning of, you know, the reality that we are is where we are. Mm-hmm. And there's people around who will judge that. And how can you be truthful with your reality if you're afraid of being judged? So I was hoping you could share that scripture.
Well, thanks for leading right into that. I appreciate that, Catherine. Okay, the scripture that I came up with, because I go into Bible Gateway, and for those that are new to Christianity or new to the Bible, I find that it's helpful if you have, on my cell phone, I have a Bible app, but also you can go to Bible Gateway on the computer, and I looked up the word reality, and one thing came up, one verse came up, and it's Colossians 2:16-18. The phone number again, I'm just going to go there because I really want to hear from you today. Please call, because we drive in here because we want to hear from you. Otherwise, I could just do pre-records all the time and never drive in here, but I drive in here especially, you that's listening, I drive in here for you. I drive in here because I want to hear from you. So please, phone number 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You also, if you have to get out of your car and you have to go into the house, it's okay. You can keep us plugged in. All you have to do is go to KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and it will come up. Our show will come up. And if that doesn't work for you and you hear something today that you really want to share but you can't get a hold of them right now, or you're in a position where you can't get a hold of them, what you can do is you can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, say that real fast, .com. And if you do that, you can podcast. All of my shows for the last 2 years are on there. And they're by date, by subject matter, and by guest. So you can look up any one of those three ways. And you can share the podcast with friends, relatives, family, somebody that you know is in need of maybe something that's being said here that could help them or guide them or help them in any way. We want to be able to be there. There's also Helping Hands on there. And there has been people that have let me know, which is really wonderful, that some of the things that I have on there has changed their lives. And I think that's a wonderful thing when we can share something with someone and have their life change. It's not my will, it's God's will, and it's not me doing it. I'm just an open vessel, just like you need to be an open vessel. So for those of you that are new to the Bible, you can look up Bible Gateway and you can put in any word you're looking for. Let's say you have a question about something. You can put the word in, and then it's going to pop up with scripture. And it's really nice because we want to guide our lives by scripture, don't we? So here's the scripture that Catherine was alluding to. It's Colossians 2:16-18. And I use the New International Version. It just seems to be an easier read for me. I understand the English better. And it says this: therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with the idle notions by their unspiritual mind. So that's the scripture for today, and I have a couple others that have to do with this reality, realization and reality. There is a book that I want to share with you, and it's called Fierce Conversations, because what I have found in my years of living is that most things fall apart, whether it's in personal relationships or business relationships. It's in the conversation, or lack of conversation. And with conversation, we can have a mask on, as Catherine had talked about earlier, is having a mask on because you're afraid of being judged. Or you can be truthful. You can be honest with yourself and then find a way to express that to those that need to hear what you have to say. Now, I'm personally hearing this because there's things that I need to do right now where I need to be truthful and honest. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's really one of the most difficult things to do. I'm looking at one book here, and it's an old book. I can't even tell you when it was first done, but it was Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, you might think that that's shallow, but it's really not. And something it says here is that they did a test. They interviewed and requested answers to 156 questions to a lot of people, and questions like this: what is your business or profession, your education, how do you spend your spare time, what is your income, your hobbies, your ambitions, your problems. Very interesting questions. If you're in a party or you're in a networking situation, these are questions that people love to talk about themselves. These are questions where you get to know somebody, like, where are you from? What brought you here? Those kind of questions are really important to learn about a person, because you understand more about who they are. And what came out of this survey, the what was revealed, another R-E word, is that health is the prime interest of adults. Now, that's interesting. I wonder what age group they're calling adults. But health is important. Why? Because we can't buy it. You know, when you have a health issue, you can't buy health. There's a lot of things you can buy, but you can't buy that. So it's important that we care about what we're putting in our bodies and what we have around us that's making us healthy. Another thing is stress. That can affect your health. If you are not being honest with yourself, it causes a stress within you, and that can cause you to have illness. It can cause you sickness. So it's really important for you to be honest. And I know that the fear is judgment. That's the big fear, because everybody wants to be liked and everybody wants to be approved of. But you know what? At the end of the day, you need to be honest with yourself. God knows, doesn't he? He already knows. Phone number. Again, we want to hear from you. 888-995-5552. Please give us a call.
And I think, to that point on being in your reality, is that when you're honest with yourself and you know where you are, it's not so much what am I going to do with my life, what am I going to do now, but it's turning it prayerfully over to God, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to your reality and you see that this is where I'm at, and it's not, oh, now what am I going to do, but God, what do you want me to do? And that shift and that reframing in your thought process all of a sudden changes the entire dynamic of your life when you truly, truly give it over to God. And this is your will. Show me where to go. Show me what you want me to do. And I think that that's really, in coming to terms with reality, how that works best in your life and makes it a little less stressful.
Absolutely, it does. And the answers don't come quickly. A lot of the times when you ask God to reveal, you know, what he wants from your life, sometimes we have to be patient and we have to just wait, don't we? And that's difficult, especially for type A people, to just be still and know, and just be still. And in that stillness, I know lately I've been alone. And you know, you hear every single noise, you hear every little thing, and it didn't used to be like that. And so, you know, those of you that have gone from in a relationship to not in a relationship, or empty nest people. Catherine and I were talking about that earlier, about being empty nesters. You know, when you have that, it's like there's not all the noise. There's not all the noise. Now I hear the birds more. I hear the crickets more. I hear the frogs. You know, all those things that maybe I wouldn't have heard before. And God doesn't answer all the time right away. So we have to be still and we have to wait on Him. And that's... that's hard.
And the silence can be so deafening too, because you're waiting for that answer and you want that answer on your time frame. And the more you want that, the less likely you are to get it.
That's right. Yeah. So we have to just wait and wait. And as you keep telling me, breathe, Sue, breathe, take a breath. Another part of this, win friends and influence people. The first part was health is the prime interest of adults, and that their second interest is people. How to understand and get along with people. How to make people like you, and how to win others to your way of thinking. Isn't that interesting? You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit because that's so true, isn't it? We want to be accepted, right? And if we're doing something that we're honest about that might not be accepted, then there's a lot of the times where I see people, they get so... they go inbound, they go inward because they can't be outward because they're afraid of not being accepted or being judged. And with that, what you're doing is you're just harboring all the stuff inside of you, and that cannot be healthy. It's not healthy. So we have to look in the mirror. We have to be honest with ourselves, and that's our reality. That's where we are.
And then the reality, too, is there's so many people hurting. I mean, if you have troubled teens, if you're an alcoholic, if you have depression in your life, you're embarrassed, or you're hiding again your reality when there's so many people out there that want to help you get through that. And the more that you deny yourself the ability to have others pray for you and be in your life and be lights to you, the harder your life becomes. So it's just sharing your reality and being comfortable with, you know, it's not perfect. Nobody's life out there is perfect. We're all sinners. We all have stuff going on that isn't comfortable and we don't want to talk about because, again, we'll be judged. Mm-hmm. So here we are on the Sue Free Show with the opportunity for people to call in and share their stories. If there's something going on in your life or reality that you're struggling with, there's so many avenues of help and people that will pray for you to make it not so challenging.
And sometimes, you know, you could even be, you don't have to say your name or anything, but just getting it out, saying what's in there, saying what your reality is. You know, you don't have to expose yourself to a great extent, but just getting it out sometimes is a real healer. It can heal. It's like that splinter that's festering, and you have to get that splinter out, and it hurts to get the splinter out. But once you get the splinter out, then you have a chance to heal.
You know what's so fascinating is I moved here just 8 months ago, and I'm in a very beautiful, this radio station at KKLA is surrounded with so many good people and so many great listeners and people like Sue that support us. And it's interesting to me that you see people on the outside who you think are the perfect Christian family and they don't have any troubles in their life. And then you dig a little deeper, but they become more comfortable in sharing their stories with you. And there's a lot of people that you would never expect to be going through the things that they have in their life. You know, again, if it's depression or alcoholism or kids on drugs or runaway kids or whatever it might be, it happens to all of us. And it's the real world. And again, part of the reality of it is that learning to deal with that and turning it over to God. So it's been fascinating to me how many beautiful people I've been exposed to in this radio station, and how each of us do have our challenges in life. So it's not anything that people judge. It's the we think that people are judging us, but really deep inside, people just want to help.
You know, the people that I adore or I feel the closest to are the ones that can show humility to say, I'm not all that. I'm not all that. I have issues. You have issues. And, you know, I tell people, you know, don't judge because you're not walking in their shoes. You know, how dare you, really, when I hear something, it's like, you don't know what they've gone through. You don't know what they've been through. So how can you say something like that? You know, so, you know, please just don't say that around me because I don't want to hear it. Because nobody knows. You haven't walked in my shoes. I haven't walked in yours. So therefore, it's not for me to judge. God knows, and God is the judge. And we are called to love. We are called to love. We don't need to love the sin, but we need to love the sinner. And if we have acceptance, healing happens. If you're not in a safe place, nothing nothing positive happens because you have to protect yourself. That's what happens is when you're not in a safe environment, and I'm talking from experience, but when you're not in a safe environment, you cannot be open. You cannot allow yourself to be vulnerable because when you're vulnerable, you just get more hurt, right?
Right.
It's like if you put your hand on a stove, you get burnt. How many times are you going to keep putting your hand on that same stove when you know that by putting your hand on the stove, you're going to get burnt, right?
Right. And you know, too, part of that healing comes from forgiveness. And when you're dealt with cards that aren't favorable and you think this is all bad, but really is it? I mean, are you being taught that forgiveness is the answer and then love and then healing? And that's, a part of our reality is that, you know, maybe I've been living without forgiveness and that's made it a little bit darker. So when you let that in and share your story with others and they help you move to that place of forgiveness, it's a much more peaceful place. And, you know, it's interesting because you said to me, I have had to deal with the reality of loneliness because I did move here away from mm-hmm. my family and friends. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it was Los Angeles is not a small town and learning my way around and everything around that. But I know that deep in my heart, through that loneliness, it developed a stronger relationship with God. And that's what was needed in my life at the time. And I got too caught up in everything else going on around me to go, you know what, stop a minute, slow down. Yes, your kids are gone, and they're adults, and they're doing fine. How's your relationship with Christ? And really come to terms with, now sit quietly and grow in mm-hmm. that. And that's been the gift. So I think sometimes we look at things that are taken from us and the sadness around it, but what really is the gift in that? And I've been blessed with that, and I'm very grateful for that.
And we talk about attitude, and your attitude is that you're open to receive what God has for you, and that's what we are called to do. And have you ever heard that term, you know, for every door that's closed, a window's open?
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's kind of what happens. And there are people in our world that we come around, that we come in contact with, that are just, woe is me. And there's other people that have things that are so much bigger and grander on a negative scale or something that would be so hurtful or heartfelt or devastating that you look at them and you just go, oh my gosh, because their whole being is with the Lord. They know that they are with the Lord and the Lord is guiding their path, even though things aren't going the way they would want them to go. And I'm amazed at that. I really am. This book on fierce conversations, because we have to talk. We have to have open conversation. We have to be honest in our words. We have to be clear in our words. We have to clarify things. Right at the beginning, I've got quite a bit here. I mean, there's a lot here, and I just want to share it with you because I think it's going to help you. It's going to help you that have a hard time with confrontation. There are people that I know that say, oh, I didn't want to deal with that because I don't like confrontation. Well, you can't get anywhere if you don't seek to understand the other person. And if you're seeking to understand the other person, the only way you're going to get there is by asking questions. And it doesn't mean how's the weather. It means asking those deep questions. So here's part of the book. I'm just going to give you a taste of this book because I really, really, this is a helpful book. When here is troubling. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said, where are you right now? You know, what is your reality? Where are you? And it's saying, when here, where you are right now, is troubling, be patient with yourself. You got here, wherever here is, one conversation at a time. Allow the changes needed at home or at work to reveal themselves one conversation at a time. Sometimes here just happens. I'm moving ahead and I'm skimming over the pages just so I can give you the tidbits that I think are really worthwhile. Ask yourself, how did I get here? How is it that I find myself in a company, a role, a relationship, or a life from which I've absented my spirit, meaning that you're not one? You know, you've got two different things going on. How did I lose my way? So many times I've heard people say we never addressed the real issue. Never came to terms with reality. There's that word again. Or we never stated our needs. Have you been in a relationship where you did not state your needs? Well, you can't expect another person to be a mind reader. You have to express your needs. We never told each other what we really were thinking and feeling. In the end, There were so many things we needed to talk about, the wheels came off the cart. Can anybody relate to that out there? I know I can. And here's another one. Take your finger and touch your nose. Okay, if you're driving, keep one hand on the wheel. There is where the resolution begins. This is the accountable position. If you want to make progress toward a better here in your professional or personal life, identify the conversations out there with your name on them and resolve to have them with all the courage, grace, and vulnerability they require. Isn't that good? I really like that.
Vulnerability in those conversations. That's really good stuff, because really that's what keeps us back from having those conversations is, again, the fear and being vulnerable to say, I've got a weakness here. I've got some things that aren't right about me, and being honest about that and living in your reality. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that book again?
Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott.
Great book.
Yes. Here's another one. When we get squeezed, anybody feel squeezed out there? When we get squeezed, when things aren't going well for us, what comes out of us? When you smash your finger, what comes out of you? Yeah. Whatever's inside us. To pretend that what's going on in our personal lives can be boxed, taped shut, and left in the garage while we are at work is hogwash. It seeps in everywhere. Who we are is who we are, all over the place. So if your conversations at work are yielding disappointing results, I'd be willing to bet you're getting similar results at home. The principles and skills needed to engage in conversations that produce mind-blowing, world-class results in the workplace are exactly the same principles and skills that produce mind-blowing, world-class results at home. I don't think there's anybody out there that wouldn't say that their relationships could not improve. I really don't think that there's anyone. I might be wrong, but I think that everybody has room for growth. I think everybody has room to be better. I strive for excellence. Do you? If you do, I bet you if you asked your spouse, your friend, your whomever, your children, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, where would I rate as far as feeling close and connected to you? And whatever number they say, don't be discouraged and don't be upset, or, you know, don't jump up and down even. Say, how can I get that from the number that they say, whether it's 2, 5, 8, how can I get it from that to a 9 or a 9.5 or maybe even a 10, but 10 is perfect, so I don't know about that. But let's say 9.5. What is it I'm going to need to do to get me from here to there? And I can tell you that that is a part of fierce conversation. If they truly will open up, because you are being you're showing humility by asking the question, because you're opening yourself up, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I highly recommend that you try doing that, because I think that you're going to find that it's going to really help in your relationships. We had somebody that was on the line, but I think they left. Are they still on line one? Okay, Julio, are you there? Nope, I think they hung up.
Hello.
Oh, hi, hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, I was just sitting here listening. I was kind of feeling down today, but because I'm going now on 3 weeks that I'm really serving the Lord. The Lord, you know, has blessed me for a lot of years, and I always tend to fall away. But knowingly that, you know, his faith and his trust in us and just giving me strength to continue.
Julio, can you hang on the line for after break? Hang on, okay?
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Fried Show.
So, Julio, we're back with you. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sorry I had to do that. Yeah, I'm on a time frame because we are syndicated here on the Sue Fried Show, and I have to be conscious and I have to be considerate to the other stations. Anyway, what it says here is Julio in La Puente feels called to ministry but is concerned that he might become distracted and fall away from God's will.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Well, like I say, he's been real, real good to me, and, you know, we always, you know, it's just like a battery, we get unplugged, and, you know, we kind of feel like we're pulling away from him, but he has come through for me all the time. You know, he's blessed me in so many ways, but since the my own personal problems, you know, I always tend to feel a little bit weak, and then, like, right now, I'm listening to you on the radio and then reading the Word, and I feel good, but I want to get into, you know, to be there 100% for him, because I have that since 92 when I first accepted the Lord. He just showed me so much, you know, and right now I'm going on 3 weeks that my son that never talked to me, now he does talk to me, and he also accepted the Lord. So I see the Lord working in me, but I, you know, I just sometimes feel weak, like this morning I need a prayer, and just to keep that connection with him, you know.
Well, Julio, is this your first time listening to my show?
Yes.
It is?
I listen to the radio of this, but not your show, you know.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. I really appreciate you making the phone call. I really do. You know, I drove all the way in here, and that's a sacrifice. Whenever something good happens, it usually comes with sacrifice. And it was because of you that I drove in here, and I think that's wonderful. So I'm going to ask you a question right now. What is it that's distracting you from God's will? What is it that you struggle with?
Well, just like, you know, knowing now that I can't see my kids at some time or another, because I'm really into my kids, and like I have a baby that's going to be 4 years old, and I'm really attached to her. But I know that it's best for me to take time alone right now to let the Lord work in me so that I can be the best father to her.
Uh-huh. So you're saying your children are your distraction. What is pulling you away from your children?
The mom.
Okay. Now I'm getting it. Okay. Yeah. So you need to be their father, and you need to learn the godly way of being a father, right? So being in the Word and learning more about what God wants from you. Because have you seen the movie Courageous?
Courageous, no.
Oh, you got to go see that movie. It's a really good movie, and it talks about the God's the man's role in the world in life, mm-hmm. but also as a father and a husband. Yes. So how can we help today?
Well, I think maybe just a prayer, and then knowing that just a prayer that knowing that I am on the right path, and like I say, it's my third week, and just give me some courage, you know, for me as a father, and to know that I will be able to see my baby girl. And most of all, just stay focused on him, because I know that I can't be in two places at once, and I do want to serve him 100%. I originally called my home church, Pastor David Rosales in Chino Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just had another meeting with the group for Courage for Fathers, and it helped me a lot, just my first meeting.
That's awesome to hear, and that's what church is for. It's to help help you and help others.
And stay connected to that. And Julio, you know, there's a lot of times when I look to the Psalms because they bring me some comfort. So one of the ones that I read is Psalm 91. And it says, 70 years are given to us. Some may even reach 80. But even the best of these years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we are gone. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us see your miracles again. Let our children see your glory at work. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. make your efforts successful, Julio.
Yes, thank you. That's very nice.
So did you write that down? Because that's so perfect for
91.
You right now. Psalm 91. Yeah. It's perfect for you.
Yes. Thank
okay.
You.
So God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And we're going to believe that God's going to stay. Well, we know that God will stay faithful. But we're going to believe that Julio is going to stay on the straight and narrow.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you, Julio. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And you know what? I know there's others that needed to hear that. So thank you so much for calling. Okay, so moving along with this fierce conversation. See, he just had a fierce conversation. He exposed himself. He was vulnerable, and what a wonderful thing. And we all learn from that, don't we? In a personal relationship, adapt the words to fit the situation. This is what our relationship looks like and feels like to me. Not you do this, you do that. But when you're talking to another person, you need to say, this is what our relationship looks like and feels like to me. I truly want to know your thoughts, particularly if they differ from mine. The success of our relationship depends on our ability to understand each other and be truthful with each other to stay current. Above all, what does that mean, stay current? It means don't bring up the past, don't bring up the past hurts and whatnot. Try to stay current. Above all, as you describe reality from your perspective, do not lay blame. That's a tough one. You do this and you do that and you know. You may get some sideways glances. Don't let that concern you. Each time you describe reality accurately without laying blame, that's in parentheses, you create a kind of force field around yourself, one that feels good to others. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And I like that part where you truly ask someone else what they feel and don't jump in and judge, well, you should feel this or you should feel that, but really listen to how the other person responds in a fierce conversation, because it's without getting the other person's perspective, it's not going to be a two-way dialogue.
And you need two-way dialogue, don't you?
No, that would be dialogue.
Yeah. Dies, too. Another page on this, it says, interrogate reality. Interrogate reality. It means ask questions, probe, provoke learning. I've said numerous times on the show is that, are we teachable? Are you teachable? Because if you're teachable, we have somewhere to go. If you're not teachable, if somebody keeps talking and saying the same things over and over again to a spouse, to a child, if you just keep saying the same thing over and over again and nothing happens, nothing changes, nothing, then obviously there is no penetration there. There is no getting through. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? It's like, you know, don't cast your pearls amongst swines. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with scriptures, but it's like a clanging sound that doesn't go anywhere. So you got to know and find another way. And if there is no other way, then what? I don't know. I don't have all these answers.
Well, I like that part where you say, just keep asking, because sometimes we're afraid to ask because we're probing too deep or we're getting too personal. But really, if you don't understand, you have to be vulnerable enough to say, I don't really understand that. Tell me more about that. Tell me what that feels like, you know, to you. And I think that that's a really good truism, is that you have to keep asking more questions.
Right.
And in order to continue to grow the relationship.
To gain understanding, because it's about understanding the other person.
Yeah.
Intimacy, I've been told, it's really good. I heard this once and I thought, how neat is this? Because, you know, when you say romance to a woman, they think one thing. If you say romance to a man, it's got a completely different thought process that goes on, you know, and it's not the same, is it?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And if the man knew and understood what romance was, for a woman, and understood that if he took care of that romance with that woman, that his romance would happen, then it would be a wonderful thing. But they don't take the time to understand what romance is for a woman.
Or to have the dialogue to discuss, this is what I need versus this is what you want.
Right.
You know, and that's a conversation where a lot of relationships fall short because, again, you're afraid to ask for what you want or to admit to the fact that it's not...
That there is something that you want?
Yes.
Yes, that's tough too. So interrogate reality, provoke learning, tackle tough challenges. I like the word tackle. That sounds like a guy thing, but I don't know, us, you know, women, I think we tackle problems too. You
bring
tackle
it down,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might tackle them down. A little different, but, you know, I think our ways as women, we might come at it a different angle, but we're still tackling problems and challenges.
You might not knock them down with one blow, but
yeah.
Tackle them.
Yes. And then enrich relationships, and that's what it's talking about here. If you're drilling for water, it's better to drill 100-foot well than 101-foot wells. It's better to go with one instead of a lot of different angles and a lot of different places. And I can understand that. So with all this being said, where are you? Who are you? Where are you right now? What is your reality? And what would you like to see change? I mean, if this is your reality right now, that's where you are right now. How would you like to see things go? And Catherine said, you know, bring it to God. What is God's reality? What does he want for your life? And you'll find that in Scripture, because he'll tell you in Scripture what he'd like to see happen with you. If you go through Proverbs, there's 31 Proverbs. Why? Because there's one for each day. So if you read Proverbs and you read one per day, you're going to get through Proverbs. And it's in, kind of in the middle of the Bible next to Psalms. So for those that are new to the Bible, which I've been told that there's a lot of new believers and people that aren't, they're not aware of what to do and how to do. I mean, I have some friends that they'll go, oh, I don't know what I want to read today, you know, and they just open up the book. They open up the book and wherever it opens up, they read. I've got other people that are like studious and studiers, and they're going, no, I'm going to read one book. I'm going to start at the beginning of the Bible with Genesis and go through the whole book. That's good, too. Then there's others that are on a different Bible plan. My droid has different Bible plans, and you can do whatever you want. But the thing is God wants you to be in his word because he wants you to get to know him. And all relationships start with knowing God. He wants to be your first. He says that. Love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and body, and love thy neighbor as thyself. What comes first? What comes first is to love thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, the mind, the body. That means sacrificially, with everything you got, he's first. And everything else is second. So if you do that, you've got things in the proper order. Sometimes that's really difficult to do, and it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. If there's days where you're not in the word, that's okay. It's okay. He understands. But you know what? The next day, maybe you read two chapters or you read two pages or whatever. Don't read the Bible fast. You know, take it in. Try to understand it a little bit. You know, let it get in there. Let it get in there because it has to do a change in your heart and in your mind. Renewing of your mind. You need to have a renewing of your mind, and that's a daily thing. So asking the question to ask God to guide you every day, if you are doing that, then I applaud you, and so does God. Because he knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows every hair on your head before you were born. So isn't it an amazing thing to think about? And you're that special to him. That was life-changing for me when I realized that. When I realized that I was so special to him that he died for me. And if I was the only one on the earth, he died only for me. Man, isn't that an incredible thought to think that? That's pretty special. And that's how special you are to him. And that's wonderful, especially if you've had like a daughter-father relationship where you didn't experience that type of fatherhood, or son-to-father, if you haven't experienced that kind of role as a father. You don't have to realize that that is the way it is. It isn't, because God says, I love you. I love you all the time. You are mine. And for the one sheep that leaves the way, he leaves to go find that one lost sheep. And he wants all of his sheep. And we are here to help him with that process. And so that's why the Sue Freese is here. That's why KKLA is here. That's why Catherine is in the position she's in. And it's a wonderful thing because we're all working together. But what we're saying to you is that we're not above you. We're not. We are working through challenges every single day. And we have the same struggles as not wanting to be judged and concerned about that. But you know what? The more open and vulnerable we are, the more health and healing happens. So I'm going to encourage you to understand where your reality is. Where are you in your reality? And I'm going to ask you to please, please be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself because God knows. He knows. And it's not for others to judge you because they haven't walked in your shoes. You're listening to the Sue Freese Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking about reality, realizing your reality. And understanding that where you are right now, you don't have to stay there. That's the beauty of it. Life is a journey. And it can be a wonderful journey or it can be a horrible journey. And a lot of that has to do with you. So what are you going to do with that?
Well, and earlier when you're reading from the book, you talk about relationships in there. And really, what is your relationship with Christ? Those same tough conversations that you're having with other people in your life, are you taking that how's your relationship with Christ? I mean, really, are you asking those questions of where you are in your walk? And are you listening for the answers? Because that goes back to the silence that you have to have in your life. When you have a fierce conversation, is to sit back and listen to the answers. And so that book not only relates to interpersonal relationships, but also your relationships with Christ. And I think that that's really something that we don't want to make sure we don't miss.
How many out there have been mad at God? Now there's one, you know, how could I be mad at God? You know, he died for me, you know, Jesus, you know, he died for me. But you know what? He understands that too. And if you're mad at him, then he would want you to tell him that. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm mad at you right now, God. I don't understand what's going on and I'm mad at you right now. But you have to be honest with yourself that that's what's happening. You're mad at him. Does he deserve it? I don't know. Probably not. But that doesn't change what you're feeling. And you know, we have a right to our feelings. You know, people say, well, I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you think. I don't care how you feel. And those people don't really care. Because it's important that we care about how people feel. Even if we don't understand how they feel and how could they be so way off, it doesn't really matter. Their feelings are their reality. And so what we need to do is love them through it. And maybe with clarity and conversation, we can have another new understanding by having that open conversation.
And the prayers, I mean, the clarity in the prayers that you're, you know what, if I'm mad or whatever it is, please help me get through this and please show me your way and please help me to find forgiveness and to continue to pray for clarity or for answers or for guidance or for wisdom or whatever it is that you're seeking in your life. God's there to hear that and that relationship always delivers.
Not in our time, but in his time.
His time.
His time. But if we're searching for that, if we're desiring that, and we're having that open conversation with God, then it will happen. It's amazing. And sometimes how things happen is weird. He doesn't audibly just come in and say, oh, I am talking now. But something happens to where you go, oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. You know, or, you know, you get fired on a job or this happens or that happens. And then all of a sudden, here's this new opportunity that was bigger and better than the last one. And it's Christ-based or it's in ministry versus being in the world. You know, a lot of things happen. And we can just sit there and go, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. God, you know, what's happening? Or we can say, God, okay, you know, here I am. Use me and show me what you want next. You know, show me what you want me to do next.
And I love those divine affirmations when you're not sure and God's not speaking to you, like you said, Sue, Catherine, this one's for you. But there's something that happens, something that you see, some little blessing that shows up that says, you know what, this is me. And this is what this is. You're on the right path. And those are things that we have to pay attention to because it's not always that loud voice or it's that silent voice.
Yes. And that silent voice is very, very helpful. So, Catherine, what else would you like to share? I'm putting you on the spot. But
yeah,
is
sure.
There? Yeah, I know. Sorry. But, you know, this has been a struggle. And there's other people out there that maybe have moved or, you know, they're empty nesters or whatnot. What would you like to say to them, you know, to help them along the way? Is there anything? I've got a scripture I could read.
Well, scriptures always help. And I think that there are a lot of people with challenges a lot greater than mine. And at the time when it's really, really dark, and I'll share with you just a little insight. When I first moved here, which was Easter last year, and didn't know where I was and stayed in temporary housing and slept on a Murphy's bed. And I thought, oh, my, this is awful. Why am I here? Please help me figure this out. And about a week later, I was in talking with Frank Pastore, and he said, Catherine will go. And I said, go where? And he said, go to Haiti. And I said, okay, I'll go to Haiti. And just at that divine affirmation that sent me to Haiti for 2 days, my reality was my life isn't so bad. I mean, these people are living in the slums of Haiti, and I'm complaining about what? So sometimes
a little lonely,
sleeping on a Murphy's, but I had a place to sleep and
yes.
I had a place to shower. And it really was a reset for me that went, you know what? So you're in a different city, but you have to count your blessings and you have to look at all the good that has been given to you. And the things and the people that have come into your life come and gone. You know, I'm grateful for meeting you, Sue, because
oh, thank you.
It's been fun.
Ditto. You're great. just love you, and I'm getting to love you every day even more.
Oh,
you're awesome. I'm going to read a scripture, and thank you. Hebrews 6:10-12. I'm going to read fast. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. There's that word again. So God bless you. I'm so glad that we got to share this time together. And until next week, what's your reality? And ask God to show you his reality for your life. Amen. And we'll see you next week. Or, no, we'll talk to you next week.
Amen.
Bye.
Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.